Hello?
Hello, Roy?
Oh, hey, yeah, this is Roy.
Oh, hi, Roy. You put a note on my car saying that you dinged the car?
Yeah, that was me.
That was you?
Yep, I was...
Okay.
Hey, shut up. So I was actually siphoning gas out of your car, and the siphoning device, it scraped the inside of the gas tank. So I'm sorry about that.
You siphoned gas out of my car?
Yeah, because I needed gas to get home, and I didn't have any money, so I keep a siphoner in my car for situations like this.
Okay. And how did you get into my lock gas tank?
I have a lock pick set. It's very simple. Takes 30 seconds, maybe. Really easy to do. But yeah, I just needed the gas. I didn't take all of your gas, maybe just half of it. That's all.
Okay. So you just go around taking gas out of people's cars?
Yeah, if I need to, you know, I drive an SUV, so my SUV uses up a lot of gas. So it's really expensive if I actually pay for it.
Okay, really weird that you do that, but it's illegal.
What? No, it's not illegal.
Yeah.
I don't think it's illegal. I think it's like a loophole in the law. I think I read that on the internet, so it's okay.
So while I was at work, you mean, out of an Acura, you took... How come it says I dinged your stupid car? What's stupid about my car?
Well, just because it's an Acura. I mean, come on, who drives an Acura? You need to drive an SUV like a real man.
Well, yeah, but you obviously can't afford the gas for your SUV.
Well, yeah, that's... I had to choose one. Did I want to afford a car, or do I want to afford gas for the car? So I bought the SUV and I siphon gas all the time.
And you just use everyone else's gas?
Yeah, because that's...
Oh, all right.
Cheaper.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yep.
Well, yeah, it's a lot cheaper
yep.
for you.
Well, I just take a little bit out of the time, so most people don't even notice. But I wanted to leave you a note and let you know that I accidentally put that scratch on the inside of your gas tank of your stupid Acura. Stupid fucking Acura.
So that's why I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking Acura. Oh.
Yeah, because, you know.
All right.
I'm just saying that because it's a stupid fucking Acura.
I don't know. This is a weird... I can't believe you did that.
Yeah, well,
I have cameras at work, you know.
It's good economics. Well, why didn't the cameras catch me then?
I didn't know what you did, so now I can ask them to roll the cameras, so maybe we can look at it, but I don't know where you live. So.
Sounds like those security cameras... Those security cameras suck if they can't even tell you that a crime happened.
Well, we didn't know a crime happened. Now we do, so...
Well, what I'm saying is it's a shitty security system. You need to upgrade the AI on it so it can detect, you know, things happening. It can just be like, oh,
are you
yeah.
Are like a total douchebag or what?
Well, I'm just saying. You know, you're telling me that there's cameras and stuff, but the cameras didn't do a whole lot of good.
Well, there is.
They didn't even tell you. They didn't tell you that anything happened.
Well, no, because I'm going to turn around and go back in there now, and I'm going to ask them to look at the cameras.
You know what?
If your SUV was there, I'll get a license plate number.
If you're going to be a douche canoe about it, I'm just going to climb on top of your car and whip out my dick and pee all over your hood. How do you like that?
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be awesome.
I bet you would. You'll probably look at the camera and be like,
Yeah. There's Roy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Roy with his huge cock hanging out, peeing all over
your
my hood.
Your name's probably not even Roy.
What? Why do you say that?
All right. Weirdo. Because this is weird. Why would you call and admit to siphoning gas out of my damn car?
Well, no, I usually don't. That's what I'm saying. I just accidentally dinged the inside of the gas tank. So I'm being a nice Christian person and let you know what I did.
A nice Christian person.
Yep.
Do you do drugs by any chance?
No. No, I've never done drugs
Christians
in my life.
Don't do drugs.
Of course not.
They just siphon gas out of people's cars.
Well, okay, do you see anything in the Bible about siphoning gas? No, I didn't think so.
Yes, there is, actually.
Oh, okay, where is it? Which verse and chapter and all that shit?
I'll get it for you, and I'll send it to you
okay,
on an email.
Okay, yeah, just text it to me or whatever.
Give me your email address.
Well, just text it to me. You have my number.
All right. Weirdo.
Hey, fuck you.
So how much gas did you take
fuck
out of my
you.
Car, Roy?
Probably just,
No, I gotta put gas in my car, dumb shit.
Yeah, only... Well, no, you're the dumb shit, because you have to pay for it. I got it for free. So I'm actually smarter than you.
Well, where do you live? I'm going to come and siphon it all back out.
Well, I'm not going to tell you, and then you can't.
Apparently not.
Yep.
Jesus. All right. Well, thanks for letting me know that you took my gas out of my car.
Okay, be sure to
look and see how much gas I have now.
Be sure to let your boss know to upgrade the security system to one that doesn't suck and knows how to tell you when there's a problem.
Well, they don't sit. Didn't get off work till midnight, so they're not sitting there staring at the cameras.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They should upgrade the AI, and the AI will just tell you automatically when someone's doing something.
Well,
don't you know how AI works?
It is Walmart, you know. Don't you know how Walmart works? They don't give a shit.
Okay, well, who cares about the cameras then? It sounds like I got away scot-free.
Apparently, because even if I saw you, well, I suppose I could get your license plate number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll have to do that.
Oh, I'd like to see you try. Whatever.
I'm going to.
Good.
Dickweed. Bye.
I put reflective tape around my license plate and LED lamps, infrared lamps.
Do you have a job?
Yeah, and
do you have a job?
And they fuck up. Shut up. They fuck up cameras, so you can't even read my plate. Yep.
Well, you put a lot of thought into this thieving that you do, huh?
Yeah, well, you know.
Gotta,
oh, shit.
Don't you think it's weird?
Hey, party time is starting. I got a good one. Party time is starting.
Party time. All right.
Yeah. Party time with Laugh Track Matt and Zax.
Yeah, whatever.
Their show just started, so I got to get going. I got to end my show.
Snowplow show. Snowplow show. Snowplow show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Reminder? Okay.
Bo, 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 shaw, bo, 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 bo.
Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy. Long shits on the toilet. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Lou.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Fuck you, bitch.
No.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Bird, winder?
Fucked in the ass.
Lou.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug. Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy? Roy. Steve Dave. Bob Dabalina. Go suck a dick. Roy. Steve Dave. Bob Dabalina. Go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Turdwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
Cactus, motherfucker.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is episode 424, and it's sponsored by Michael D. Holy shit. Thanks, Michael D, for supporting the show on patreon.com/phonelosers. Supporting the show forces me to keep doing shows and do more shows and keep making shows, whether I want to or not. It's pretty awesome, so thank you, everyone, that's been supporting the show. Today, I have really exciting news. I set up a seed box a couple of days ago. That's the exciting news. But what's cool about a seed box is it keeps the torrent alive, the PLE Media Pack torrent, alive forever, pretty much, as long as I keep paying for it. Not that it was in danger. You guys have been awesome about keeping it seeded and everything. But the seed box also allows me to set up links through the World Wide Web, through the internets. So you can go to this sketchy-looking IP address, and you'll be presented with three different torrents that I'm hosting right now, which is the PLA Media Pack torrent, and the Rappy McRapperson torrent, and just a general prank call torrent that I made in 2014, but it's got a lot of really good stuff in it. So you can now go to a website. I will link to it in the show notes. I don't have it here around me right now. But everyone's always complaining that they can't find certain episodes or links get broken or whatever. But you're not allowed to complain about that stuff anymore, because as long as I keep the seed box going, you can always download the torrent, or you can just go to this website link that is in the show notes and download stuff straight from there. like individual files. Like, people are always complaining that the phone show episodes are not online anymore, and that's just because I don't know, I've changed hosts so many times, and some of the hosts are like, you can't host all these MP3 files here, that's too many. What are you, one of those Napster people? So I'm just like, fuck it. I try to keep the Snowplow show up. Who cares about the phone show? That thing is so old anyway. Who wants to listen to that? But now you can. Now it's all on this website thing. So go visit the show notes. Click on the sketchy-looking IP address, and there it is. It's all right there. Yay, and thank you, Don Fickles from ClownSec. He's the one that walked me through all the wacky Linux commands I had to type to get the torrents linked on this server so that you can just visit them through a website. That's the main reason I even wanted to do this Seedbox thing, was so I could do that, but I probably would have spent like a week or two Googling shit and trying to figure out how to do it. But Don Fickles, he got it set up in one day. Thanks, Don. And if you don't know who Don Fickles is, he's the one that's designed the PLA playing cards, the PLA bandana, the latest PLA coins that I'm out of and I need to make some more of. So all of you listeners should tell Don Fickles how much you love him and go to clownsec.com and buy some of their coins, because their coins are much cooler than our coins and they're still in stock. I'm out of PLA coins. I've got a news story here. It was sent to me by King Richard, or at least he posted it in the PLA Discord this past week. It's a news story from the United Kingdom, and it says Amazon drivers are forced to urinate in bottles to keep on top of the deliveries. And do we even have Amazon drivers in the United States? I don't know. I thought they just delivered through UPS and FedEx and the post office and all that stuff. Maybe we have them here. But according to the Sunday Mirror, many work 12-hour long shifts, despite UK law prohibiting drivers from working over 11 hours per day. Some even claim they have to break speed limits to meet their daily targets. That's kind of like UPS drivers here in the United States, because I always read about how they are forced to park illegally all the time. And getting parking tickets is just part of the job, so they can get all their deliveries done on time. Amazon does not hire its own drivers, but uses an agency to recruit teams of workers on self-employed contracts. So they're like Uber drivers. It's claimed that the contracts are used to avoid giving drivers holiday or sick pay. So yeah, it's like Uber drivers. What the hell? In the sidebar, Amazon pulls circumcision training kit that encourages DIY surgery? And there's a picture of it? Oh my god. Okay, sorry, I don't want to get sidetracked here. After paying for van hire and insurance, some of the drivers claim they are earning less than the national minimum wage. Then stop doing it. Go get a job at McDonald's or something. And they also say the little time they have to deliver each parcel is forcing them to stop taking toilet breaks, which means some of them are urinating in plastic bottles and in their vans, it was claimed. A solicitor said the working conditions are horrendous. These workers deliver Amazon packages collected from an Amazon depot and are given a route designed by Amazon. They are Amazon workers in all but the name. They really need to just hurry up with this whole Amazon drone delivery thing, so we won't have to worry about this kind of stuff. Robots aren't going to complain about pee breaks. King Richard said I should call some homeowners association people and ask to use their bathrooms. And oh yeah, I forgot, like on the Facebook group, I don't know where the story is, it's scrolled away days ago, but there was this other story about an Amazon driver pooping in someone's yard, like they caught it on security camera. Maybe I can find that story and link to it in the show notes too. But yeah, let's call up some homeowners and tell them I need to use their bathroom.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Who's calling, please?
This is Roy. I'm an Amazon delivery driver here in your neighborhood.
Yeah?
And, hey, I just need to come over and use the bathroom.
I'm sorry. My house is not available.
Oh, why not? What are you doing? Whoa. Holy crap. It slams the phone down on me. Whatever. Like I'm not a human being or something. Like, fuck you and your bathroom needs. Click.
Hello?
Hi, Kinson?
Yeah?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a delivery driver with Amazon. I'm delivering here in your neighborhood tonight.
Oh, okay.
And I just need to come over and use the bathroom real quick.
What?
I just need to use the bathroom. You know, they don't give us bathroom breaks for Christmas deliveries. I just need to come and use your bathroom.
That's can't you all. Just use the one at McDonald's?
Well, come on. I'm not a hobo. I just, come on. Just let me come in and use the bathroom. It'll just take a minute. It's a number two, but I'm quick.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm a delivery driver with Amazon. And, you know, I've been doing deliveries all day. I just need to use the bathroom real quick.
No, I'm sorry.
What do you mean no? What? Why can't I use your bathroom? Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm totally losing faith in humanity right now. If some weirdo called me up on the phone, I'd be like, yeah, hell yeah, come on over. No problem at all. Take as long as you need in there.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Kappen. Hello?
Who is this?
My name's Roy. I'm a delivery driver with Amazon. I'm delivering in your neighborhood tonight. Yeah, I'm delivering packages.
What are you delivering? Huh?
I'm delivering packages for, you know, Christmas packages and stuff.
Well, what do you want?
I just need to come in and use your bathroom real quick. I haven't had a bathroom break in like 4 hours now. I really need to use the bathroom.
Oh, you better check somebody else. My husband wouldn't like that.
Well, but it's fine. Let me talk to him then. Like, it's what? She's throwing her husband under the bus. She can't even admit that it's her that doesn't want me to come in. She's got to blame her husband. I think God should take 2 points off of her score to get into the good place. That's what she gets.
Hello?
Hey, Jamie?
Hey.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a delivery driver here with Amazon.
Uh-huh.
And I just need to come over and use your bathroom real quick. I haven't had a bathroom break in like 4 hours now. I just got to pee really bad. Can I just come in and use the bathroom?
No.
Why not? Why? See, at least he doesn't make up an excuse. He just hangs up on me. The other lady's got to lie about it and say it's her husband's fault.
Hello, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill, this is Roy. I'm a Amazon delivery driver. I'm doing deliveries here in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I just need to come over and use your bathroom. Just really got to pee, you know?
Excuse me?
I need to stop by real quick. I'm going to use your bathroom. You know, just to pee, that's all.
And you're a delivery driver with Amazon?
Correct, yeah, I'm doing deliveries here in your neighborhood today. And, you know, I'll just be in and out. Just take me, like, no more than just 2 minutes tops, because I got to wash my hands and stuff.
No, that's okay.
What do you mean that's okay? I really need to go. Maybe my approach is all wrong here. Maybe I need to ask if I can use the bathroom. I mean, they're treating me like I asked, so maybe I should ask.
Hello, Carl here.
Hey, Carl?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Roy. I'm an Amazon delivery driver here in your neighborhood. Hey, I just need to come over and use the bathroom real quick.
Okay, well, hang on just a minute.
Okay, turn down that TV.
I couldn't hear you now. Who are you?
This is Roy. I'm a delivery driver with Amazon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing deliveries in your neighborhood. I just want to come by, if it's okay with you, and use your bathroom.
Gee whiz, I'd rather not, buddy. I don't know you.
Well, I introduced myself. I said I'm Roy with Amazon. So, you know, you kind of know me.
I'd rather not. If you can find somebody else to take a leak, it'd be better. If you can try the Marathon gas station, that's where I go when I'm uptown.
Okay. What a good idea.
It's a great. They got a great bathroom. Bye.
He said gee whiz to me. I don't think anyone has ever said gee whiz to me before, in real life or on the phone.
Hello?
Hello, Derek?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm a Amazon delivery driver. I'm doing deliveries here in your neighborhood tonight.
Okay.
And I just need to come over and use the bathroom real quick. Is that okay?
Who?
I just need to come over and use the bathroom real quick. Is that okay? I just need to pee really bad.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm a delivery driver with Amazon.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll be there in just like, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 minutes.
I don't know. You're a delivery driver. You want to use the bathroom?
Yeah. We don't really get bathroom breaks during the Christmas season. Because it's so busy?
No, thank you.
No. What do you mean, no thank you?
No.
Why not? Uh-oh.
Hello, John Figgy.
Hey, John. This is Roy. I'm a delivery driver here with Amazon. I'm doing deliveries in your neighborhood tonight.
Okay.
And I just need to come over and use the bathroom. I haven't had a bathroom break in like 4 hours now.
And you calling from where, sir?
I'm an Amazon delivery driver. I'm calling from my truck.
Oh, you called me from the truck?
Yeah, on my cell phone. I have one of those cellular phones in my truck.
Okay.
Yep, I just need to come over and use the bathroom. Just number one. Won't take me more than a couple minutes.
Okay, where are you at?
I'm doing a delivery right now. I'm on 10 Mile Road. But, I can be down there in about 3 or 4 minutes. And, just going
to
use
just go to KFC, man.
Oh, no, I'm not a hobo, so I'm not going to go and use a KFC bathroom. I want to use a real bathroom in a house, you know? What, KFC, come on. KFC doesn't want delivery drivers coming in there and using their bathrooms without buying anything. I can't afford to buy a soda every time I want to use the bathroom.
Hi, you've reached John. I'm not available now.
Tried to call him back. I was going to tell him next time he needs to use the bathroom in his house, why doesn't he drive to KFC? See how he likes it.
Hello.
Hello, Brett. Jermaine speaking. I'm Amazon driver here in your neighborhood. I'm doing deliveries.
Yes.
And, hey, I just need to use your bathroom real quick. They don't give us pee breaks. Like, I've been peeing in a bottle all day, and the bottle's, it's full. And, come on, can I please just come in and use the bathroom?
Where are you?
I'm just up the street. I can be there in, like, I don't know, just a few minutes. Are you home?
I am home. You have something to deliver to me?
Oh, no, I'm just delivering to other people in the area. I just, I've got the whole Amazon database here on my laptop, the customer database. I just saw that you've ordered with us before.
Sure, no problem.
Really?
You're more than welcome to stop. I just need 5 minutes.
Oh, my God, you're so nice. Well, no, it's going to be 2 minutes. What do you have to do that takes 5 minutes?
No, I just emptied a suitcase on the floor, so I just need to move the suitcase, but no problem.
You're not, like, dismantling a meth lab or anything?
No, I am not.
Okay, all right.
That's in the basement.
Okay, all right, because I'd have to report that, you know.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not delivering meth equipment from Amazon.
Okay, cool. All right. This is great. You're a lifesaver. I can't believe you're letting me do this. You're the best.
No problem. Come on over.
Okay, I'll see you soon. I love you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God, you guys. Someone finally let me use their bathroom. This is awesome. My faith in humanity is completely restored. Brett is a good man. He definitely gets to go to the good place when he dies. Thanks, Brett. And I think that can be the end of our Amazon bathroom experiment, even though I never got to threaten to poop in anyone's yard or anything. But pretty much every call is the same. It's just different variations of no, hell no, different excuses and stuff. So thank you, King Richard, for the idea. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do for the rest of this show. Or wait, I know what I can do. Instead of asking if I can use their bathroom, what if I apologize for peeing in their yard or pooping in their yard? Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'm going to poop in some people's yards. Because, you know what? Fuck them. They probably would have said no anyway, right? Why bother asking? They're just going to say no and blame it on their husbands or something.
Hello?
Hi, Linda? This doesn't sound like Linda.
Well, who's it supposed to sound like?
I don't know. Hey, this is Roy. I'm an Amazon delivery driver. I was just doing deliveries here in the neighborhood.
Yeah?
And I just needed to let you know, I feel kind of bad about this, but I had to really poop, and I pooped in your yard.
You did what?
I pooped in your yard, because they don't let us take they don't let us take bathroom breaks.
Oh.
And we have to, like, pee in a jar, like, for our whole shift, and I really had to go, so I just there in your front yard.
Well, that's really nice.
I pooped in your yard.
Oh, I should take your cell phone number and turn it over to the local police then, right?
Well, no, I'm calling to apologize. I didn't have time to pick it up myself or go to a bathroom at KFC or anything.
Oh, that's really nice. Okay.
So you're,
well, since I'm the mayor in the local town, you've picked the right person to do it to, okay? When I see the chief, I will let him know.
I didn't know.
And I'll tell him that you're the Amazon driver.
I didn't know you were the mayor. It wasn't aimed at you or anything. I just really had to poop.
Yeah. You know what? You are so full of it, I don't think you went to the bathroom.
Why would I claim that I did if I didn't?
because I think you're an idiot. Goodbye.
What? Oh, shit, you guys. I got a hold of the mayor. And nobody talks to the mayor like that. So what, does she just get weird calls like that all the time? Of people saying wacky things to her? That's kind of strange. And I didn't think it sounded like a woman when she first picked up. That's why I didn't. That's why I said that thing about her not sounding like Linda. That's all. Maybe that's why she thought I was full of shit. Or I was full of shit before I pooped in her yard.
Hi, this is Rick. Leave your name and number and I'll get back to you.
Rick is the guy that ran against her for mayor, so he was the loser. And man, Linda, she sure liked pointing out that she was mayor for no reason at all. I wonder if she's like that when she gets pulled over for speeding. It's like, I'm the mayor. You know who I am? She pulls the mayor card all the time.
Hello?
Hello, Dan?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm a Amazon delivery driver. I'm doing deliveries here in your neighborhood today.
Yes,
And I needed to let you know, I really needed to use the bathroom, and I got out of my...
All right.
Yeah, I got out of my truck, and I pooped in your yard, because I didn't have anywhere else to go.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm sorry, and then I didn't have time. I didn't have time to pick it up, because I'm on a tight schedule. You know, I've got a lot of deliveries to make for Christmas.
What are you asking me?
Well, I'm not asking anything. I was just letting you know that I didn't want you to think that that poop was from your neighbor's dog or anything.
Oh, okay.
It's my poop.
Oh, okay.
And oh, man, it's a lot of poop. I really had to go.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Okay. Well, it'll probably rinse away over the winter.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, thanks for telling me.
Sure, no problem.
Okay.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello, John?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Roy. I'm an Amazon delivery driver. I'm doing deliveries in your neighborhood today.
Yeah?
And I really had to use the bathroom, so I pooped in your yard, and I felt kind of bad about it, so I'm just letting you know.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. I was doing deliveries around here, and I really had to go.
Whereabouts in the yard?
Just right by the, right in the middle, basically.
What side?
I don't know. Yeah, I was in a hurry. I didn't want to get caught. And I would have cleaned it up, but I have a lot of deliveries to make, so I didn't have time.
I'll go take a look.
Okay. Well, wait. Why do you want to look at my poop? That's weird.
No. To clean the damn stuff up.
Oh, just leave it there. It'll wash away over the winter. Just leave it. It's fine. Oh, no. He does not sound happy. Like, I'm calling an area where it's probably really snowy out. So, I don't know if that's going to make it harder to find or easier to find. I mean, he could just follow my footprints of where I went and squatted. I suppose.
Hello. Please leave a... Hello.
Hello, Richard?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm a delivery driver with Amazon. I'm doing deliveries in your neighborhood today.
Yeah.
And, hey, I really had to use the bathroom, so I got out of my truck and I pooped in your yard. And I'm just calling to let you know. I'm sorry about that.
Well, that's all right. You gotta go.
That's true. Yeah, they don't give us bathroom breaks. Like, we have to pee in a jar and everything.
Oh, wow.
But I can't poop in a jar. That'd be gross.
Yeah.
Yep.
So who is this?
My name is Roy. I've been doing Amazon delivery driving for over a year now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
So bye-bye.
Sorry I didn't clean that up for you.
All right.
But,
see
you.
Know, bye.
I got stuff to do. I would say shit to do, but I don't have shit to do anymore because I already did it. Ba-dum-tsh. Well, Richard was nice. What a nice guy. He doesn't care. He doesn't let little things like that bother him. Little things like truck drivers pooping in his yard. Richard just rolls with the punches.
Hello?
Hello, Sandro?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a delivery driver with Amazon. I'm doing deliveries here in your neighborhood today.
Oh, okay.
And I just needed to let you know, I really had to go number two earlier, and I went in your yard. because I didn't have time to stop anywhere at a restroom.
Oh, okay, sure.
What do you mean, sure?
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm with Amazon. I'm a delivery driver.
It's a guy who says from Amazon that there's a number two in our yard.
For real?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
But no, I'm
come pick it up.
I don't have time to pick it up because I have a lot of deliveries to do today.
Uh-huh.
So that's why I didn't pick it up. I just wanted to let you know to be nice, you know?
Sounds good.
I didn't want you to get upset when you saw it out there and think it's a dog or whatever.
Anything else?
Can I talk to your wife real quick? She sounded...
You can go fuck yourself.
What? Why would you say that?
Well, why not?
Because that's mean. Like, that's not a Christian thing to say.
Okay.
You should apologize to me.
No.
I command you to apologize.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea. I want you to get the neighbor's house next time.
Okay. Hey, can you tell your wife to shut the fuck up real quick? Because, you know, you're on the phone.
Do what?
Tell your wife to shut the fuck up while you're on the phone. Tell her that's,
oh, okay.
That's
yeah,
rude.
Sure.
Rude of her to be chiming in like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here, do that real quick. I'll wait. I'll hold.
All right, Ryan.
Do it.
What else?
Are you tracing me? Is that why you're keeping me on the line so long?
Could be.
What are you guys watching on TV?
Your mother.
Oh, come on. Don't be childish. Come on. For real.
Pretty good show.
What are you watching, though? For real.
Yeah.
What's my mother doing
we'll
on
talk
your
to you later.
What's my mother doing on your TV?
Okay. Ciao.
Bye. What, he can't think of anything? He came up with that amazing insult at me. My mother. But he won't elaborate, I guess. And crap, I'm probably traced. Pretty sure he had a tracing machine on his line. Why else would he sit there and just talk to me?
Hello.
Hi, Reinhard.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm a Amazon delivery driver here. I'm doing deliveries in your neighborhood.
Okay.
And I had to poop really bad, so I pooped right in your yard, and I felt bad about it, so I'm calling to let you know.
Okay.
So, sorry about that. Wow. Doesn't even thank me for the phone call.
Hello, Tom here?
Hey, Tom?
Hello?
Hello, this is Roy. I'm a Amazon delivery driver. I'm doing deliveries in your neighborhood today.
Okay.
And I really had to poop a little bit ago, and I went in your yard. So
great.
I just wanted to apologize for that. I didn't want you to think it's the neighbor's dog or anything. That was actually me.
All right.
So, sorry about that.
I hope you found the toilet paper.
Nope. Unfortunately not. Oh. But, you know, my shift ends in 5 hours, so I can deal with it, I guess.
Yeah, it's hanging right there on the roll, right in the backyard.
No, I went in the front yard. I didn't go in the backyard. That'd be weird. I don't want to be like a...
Oh, there's one there, too.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, good to know next time. I'll remember that that's there, but... You're going to want to get out there and clean that up ASAP.
Well, we'll leave it there until spring.
Okay, yeah, it's good for the lawn, right? Fertilizes it and stuff.
And you can step in it next time. That's great.
Well, no. I know where I went. I'll be careful.
All right. Merry Christmas.
All right, you too. Have a happy holidays. Yeah. And a happy Kwanzaa. Don't forget Kwanzaa.
That's right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, people are taking this much better than I expected them to. I mean, I guess mostly because nobody believes me. So I think I'm going to give up on this one, too. Wow, what a boring show this has been. First half is just people saying no to me. Second half is people not believing me.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Wirt?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I'm an Amazon delivery driver. I'm doing deliveries here in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to let you know that I pooped in your yard today. I really had to go. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Well, no, it wasn't funny, actually. I couldn't even make it to the KFC. So I had to go in your yard. I just wanted to apologize, that's all.
Really?
Yeah.
Where in the yard?
Like, I don't know, right in the middle, I guess.
Why did you do it in my yard?
Well,
did we get a package?
Oh, no, I was just driving by. I just, you know, just convenient. It was right there. I felt like it was hidden with the trees and bushes and stuff. So I just went in your yard, and I didn't have time to pick it up because I have a lot of deliveries to make.
Yeah. So if I go out on the porch right now, what's going to be there? Are you going to be out there with a greeting committee or something, or a TV camera?
What are you talking about? No, I'm just an Amazon delivery driver. I'm just doing a bunch of deliveries today.
Yeah, okay. Well, and why didn't you do it in somebody's yard who was getting the package?
Because they would know who did it, because it would, you know, they'd get the package and they'd put two and two together. I don't need any trouble, but I felt bad, and I didn't have time.
So why are you calling me right now?
Because I feel bad about it. I'm just calling to apologize and let you know that it's there. I didn't want you to think it's the neighbors doing it.
Yeah. Did you mark it somewhere so I know where to not step?
Well, it's marked with a big pile of poop. I mean, it was a lot of poop. It's a lot more poop than a dog makes.
Yeah. What radio station is this?
I'm not with the radio station. I'm with Amazon.
Well, they should send you a drone, you know, of some toilet paper or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice. We're a few years away.
Don't you guys carry, like, portable something in the car? You know, they make Sam's Club and Costco sell, you know, special undergarments for things like that.
Oh, that's gross. Come on. I wouldn't do it. We do bottles, you know. We keep a bottle in the truck, and we just pee in the bottle. But
yeah.
You can't poop in the bottle. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. Well, good news is I don't see anything out there, so I'm wondering if you got the wrong yard, and if so, I'm just wondering how you got my phone number.
Oh, I've got the entire customer database for Amazon on my laptop in here, so I just looked you up.
that sounds like a breach of privacy.
Well, I'm you know what? You can just say thank you for letting you know instead of giving me a hard time about it. I'm embarrassed enough as it is.
I should thank you. Want me to thank you for calling? You're calling to tell me you pooped in my front yard?
Yes. Yes, and I'm sorry. I'm calling to apologize.
It's a prank phone call.
It's not a prank call. And you can tell her to shut the fuck up. Tell her to mind her own business.
Oh, dude, that's just rude, man. That's rude.
Well,
that's rude.
She's being rude by...
This must be a cable radio station.
Interrupting your phone calls like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes that happens. So what's your boss's name so I can... let him know about this great customer service.
Oh, no. Nope. I don't want any trouble. I should just let you go at this point. I got to get going. Got lots of
I'm sure you do. Next time when you go somewhere else. Like, you know, someplace that has toilet paper.
Well, no promises. I just use snow. I just wipe some snow on my bum.
Well, there's no shortage of that out there.
Yep, that's true. That's more earth-friendly, too.
Yeah, well, you know, I think your customer score is probably going to go down a little bit after today.
Well, so. you're not my customer because I didn't send you a package.
Yeah.
I explained that to you. Like, why would I go in someone's yard who I delivered a package to?
Yeah, I don't know. But, hey, thanks for calling. This has been a lot of fun, but I really got to go. I appreciate it. And, hey, hello to all the fans out there in Radio Land. It's been great playing along. And
yep.
I hope I win a prize or something for being a good support on this phone call.
Yep.
Okay, take care.
Mr. Dabalina says hello.
Who?
Nothing. Goodbye. Okay. That's in that area where that radio DJ is, you know, saying he's Mr. Dabalina and doing those phone scams. Ruining my good name in that area. So that was the very last number on that list. That list I've been using for weeks now. But there's still some people on that list that have not picked up. So I'm going to get back to that list maybe this weekend or something before I officially throw it out. Thanks, Jeff, for the list. Thank you, King Richard, for the ideas. The ideas that basically didn't work out at all. Thanks a lot, King Richard.
So what about... Oh, hey Brad. This is UserFan with a PH.
Yeah, okay.
So what about this silly idea? You call private elementary schools, you know, not like public schools, but those money-grubbing, over-expensive ones that, like, teach creational revolution and shit.
Yeah,
call those guys and ask questions about enrolling your kid in school. Don't tell them what your kid is, and start kind of giving light hints that your kid is actually a dog. And your dog's a good boy, by the way. But,
of course,
you know,
of course he is.
That might be funny. I don't know. Is that over the line, dude? Later. Love you.
Nah, it's not over the line. I try not to call schools, but, you know, every once in a while, somebody sends me a good idea or a good number, and I have to call it. Like, remember that English teacher I called and said he left a box of dildos behind? I mean, that was a stupid idea, but, man, that was a kind of a funny call, I thought.
Oh, Dr. Brad. Thank you, Doctor, for these wonderful pills. I'm feeling so much different now.
Anytime.
All suicidal thoughts are gone.
It's Dr. Pepper.
My new middle name is now Optimistic.
I'm Dr. Pepper.
Hey.
Get it right.
Hey, Satan, go put on your blue dress, honey, and let's do the tango. Jesus, go put on some Elvis, baby, and let's do the cha-cha. Satan, let's toast to the Armageddon.
Yep.
You know, it's all
those
that you...
Pills
Gandhi
are working great, aren't they?
Pour us a couple of whiskeys. You know.
I know you guys would love for me to play the other two messages that he left, but nope. I'm just playing that one. I'm just going to delete these other two. So hopefully those weren't the good ones.
Hey, Brad. Randall Thor here again, updating you on my 12 days of PLA Christmas.
Oh, thank God.
On the sixth day of Christmas, my cactus sent to me 6 Kenny Loggins CDs, 5 Redbox tones, 4 Nick Caesar drawings, 3 carding notes, 2 payphones, and a PLA zine from the archives. I wonder what's going to fill out the rest of this list.
Oh, I don't know.
Let's wait and find out. Randall Thor.
I'm on the edge of my seat, wondering what the rest is going to be. And I don't see any other messages in here that might be from Randall Thor. That one was from a couple days ago, so he better hurry up, because there's 6 days left in your 6 days of Christmas. And today is December 21st. I see a flaw in your plan here, Randall Thor. Or maybe the way it works is it's, you know, it goes after... What the fuck is the 12 days of Christmas anyway? Why does Christmas have 12 days? I'd never understood that. Maybe it lasts until the 30th or something.
Hey, Brad, it's Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Just calling you to ask about how we email you show ideas, because about 2 weeks ago I sent you an email to the RBCP at phonelosers.org.
Yep. I'm behind.
Address, I think. About a Waffle House story, because you had just done a Pranksgiving show where you called a bunch of Waffle Houses, and then right like a week later there was a story about a guy at a Waffle House who went in and made himself his own food because he went in at 2 a.m. and all the employees were asleep.
I remember that.
He cooked himself a meal.
I'm surprised he didn't get arrested for that.
And he took pictures and it blew up and got on the news and everything.
If that was me, I would have cleaned out the register.
So I sent you an email about 2 weeks ago, and I thought you might use that as a possible prank idea to call up Waffle House.
Don't take it personally. I'm really behind on my emails. I try to keep caught up and everything, but I've got prank requests sitting in there from like a year ago sometimes. I'm getting better lately at keeping caught up with everything, and I try to skim through everything and find the time-sensitive stuff.
And say,
I'm sure
hey,
I got the emails.
You know, like, I was there last night, and all your employees were asleep, and I cooked myself some food, but, you know, I burned myself.
You know, since that was, like, a national story, probably every morning DJ has already done that.
So I'm
like
suing
they
you.
Always do.
Or maybe you could say something like...
I know, you mean other locations. I'm just
hey, I was there last night, and I cooked myself some food, but I left something there. I left my pet rat, or I left my...
Weed pipe.
My weed
gotta be
there.
My
did you guys
there
find
you
any
go.
Weed? Because I went, you know, I left my weed.
Okay, yep. I will, eventually, someday, I'll do that. I can just read the story in a few weeks or a few months. I'll just pretend it's a new story. My listeners are all stupid. They won't know the difference.
Hello, Brad Dabalina. This is Tyler from Tourette TV.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, I was wondering when you...
When I'm going to do Sears, right?
Or... going to buy 28 cactuses so we can start building a cactus machine.
Oh, yeah.
And
any
also,
day now.
Maybe we could sell it.
Sounds like the meds I sent him are working out good, too.
You know, so they can sell it back to the customers that aren't there. Let me know. I have about $6 million in this business right now. So, yeah, just let me know.
Sorry.
Thank you. Bye.
I'll do that soon. ASAP. soon as I get this Henderson file locked down.
Hey, Brad. This is that guy who said Lifehack 99, shit in the urinal at Walmart. Just wanted to let the phone losers over here in Rhode Island know there's a 2600 meetup.
Those still
sure
exist?
27th. Look it up. And
on the 27th, what happened to the first Friday?
I look for the socially awkward guy. And love to meet you guys. 27th December, Rhode Island. Godspeed. Thanks, Brad.
Okay.
Also, hey, thanks for calling Rhode Island the other time. I think it was one of the more recent shows, and you did the, I think, the Jeep people. LOL. See ya.
You're welcome. Yeah, everyone go to your local 2600 meeting. But is it really on the 27th? That would be weird. Quit making your 2600 meetings weird.
Hey, Brad. Will, I'm just checking in on you.
Hey.
And today's special because today
is actually my birthday.
Oh, yay.
And for my birthday...
You need to grow up.
Like for you
stop
to,
worrying about your birthday.
Do a Facebook mob. My friend Joe Floyd sent you an email. A place called Pizza X. I want that to be the next Facebook mob.
Okay.
So if you do that, that means so much to me.
It won't be
if
on your birthday, though.
It, I'll become a patron.
Oh,
yay. $1 a month.
Gonna bribe
if you
me.
Do it quick, I'll do it. I'll do it $2 a month. So, good job, man.
Crap. Thanks. Oh, well. Guess I'm missing out.
Hey, this is Greg T. I do appreciate you sending me that that pin that you sent me in my mail in the Warner Robins, Georgia. Thank you so much.
Pin.
I do appreciate you looking out for me. It was December 8th. It says that when I received that. And I did look at my past mail in the past few months, and you just sent me a crap load of pins. Oh, my freaking God.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Got
for
rid
all
of all my pins.
Brad, you definitely are looking out for me. I didn't know until I looked at all my mail. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm your fan forever.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, remember a few months ago, I told everyone, send me $10 and I'll send you a shitload of those buttons, or pins as Greg calls them. Lots of PLA buttons and PCN buttons. A ton of Art of Phone Larking buttons I had left over from back when that show still existed. But they're just about all gone now. I'm completely done with the whole pin thing, button thing. It was fun while it lasted, but I'm tired of making buttons.
Hey, buddy,
time for that
I
shit.
I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. And that, based on my calculations with your Patreon money, you could pay off your massive fine in about 11 months. So,
oh, yeah.
That's good news. Merry Christmas.
I don't see that happening. That Patreon money is paying my rent. But, yeah, I should be able to get it paid off within a few years at least. I don't know how long I have officially to get that paid off. I haven't been told anything yet. They're supposed to send me some paperwork soon to figure it all out.
You heard episode 423. You said you thought I was calling from a payphone. No, it's my cell phone. It's on Cricket. Bye.
Oh, yep. That explains it. They should have like a slogan for Cricket, like payphone quality at double the price or half
Brad,
the price or something.
It's Mason.
Hey, Mason.
Why'd I get banned from the Discord?
I don't know. What'd you do?
That was the Discord is so fun, dude. It was like, dude.
I don't
well,
know,
man.
Whatever he did.
I mean, I don't. You don't.
Not my fault.
Have to be in it, but just at least tell me why I got banned.
I don't know. I'm not the only admin there. Don't blame me. I don't know who you are. I'll just throw my other admin under the bus. That's all.
Bruh, yay! My phone. I fixed my phone. Now I can call.
Yay!
Yay!
That's nice.
Thanks
for the voicemail.
So, I noticed that you haven't gotten on that cactus eating thing. I have my money ready, Brad. If you catch this thing, I'll give you money.
Nope, not gonna happen.
Not a scam. It's the opposite.
What's the opposite of a scam? What's that mean? I think he means it's a threat or something.
Hey, Brad. This is Green Up. I did my homework, and I found the first time Nag, my dog lives on the moon episode. Which was June 22nd, 2004, the Dharma Initiative.
Whoa.
Where you make fun of the gay Valve game designer. It was hilarious.
Wait. Did you say 2004? Because I wasn't doing shows in 2004. I guess you meant 2014.
All right, man. Bye.
So, possibly, June 22nd, 2004 was the first time I used the song My Dog Lives on the Moon by Nags, if Green Imp is to be believed. But he's a known liar.
Hey,
so.
Brad. I don't have a cool nickname, so I guess I'm just
Well, my name's Dave, my middle name's Steven, so I guess I could be Dave Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, just want to say
I'm going to call you Jerry.
From everyone over here in England. I'd like to think you've got a cactus in your front room covered in decorations, but, you know, you're not that committed to the cause.
Yeah. Maybe
anyway,
next year.
Looking forward to next year.
I used to have a cactus.
Bye.
A pretty tall one, but it finally died. I killed it. Probably overwatered it or something.
Awkward moment. I left a voicemail with the incorrect address because I'm a fucking idiot. Yeah, it's at a Chinese restaurant.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is like the first voicemail I've seen. Maybe in the last show you're talking about.
If I see anyone at the Chinese restaurant, I'll be wearing a PLA shirt. FBI.
Oh,
agent.
The 2600 thing. Okay.
You're more than welcome to come by. I'll just be the retard with a PLA shirt. Rhode Island 2600 meetup. Testicle sandwich. Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome. If you guys don't know what he's talking about, you should go to 2600.com, 2600.com, and look up your local meetings. Apparently that guy is going to be at the one in Rhode Island. I haven't been to a 2600 meeting in like 3 years now.
Hey, Brad.
Because they sucked. It was just people like sitting around looking at their phones.
Dental cheapskate here. I saw you added a password to the Player FM. I always thought you called them the Hobosodes because they were online for free. But,
yeah, right.
I guess I was wrong.
Yep.
But,
haha.
Cactus, and fuck off.
Okay. Yeah, somebody showed me that there's this website, it's player.fm or something like that, that had all of the Hobosodes up there for free, and I don't know how. Like, I don't know how that site works, but it was completely up to date. Everything was up there for free. And I'm like, fuck that shit, so I locked it down. So, neener neener, no more Hobosodes for you.
Hey, Bradley boy, this is Long Football and Blackjaw here, and you know, we're here at the Harbor House Cafe about to get hobo omelets because you're a fucking hobo, Brad, and I want to tell you about Blackjaw's history here. You know, he used to hang out with those bad boys, really bad boys, the guys that, you know, told them to throw those TVs to the windows. You know, he hung out with them a little bit later. And
anything
after,
you're talking about.
Little guy up in Canada was an investigation and all that. So what happened is...
And then he pushes the touch tone and hangs up. I don't know what that was about. I didn't understand a single thing he said.
Hey there, buddy.
Hey.
Hey there, pal. How you doing there, fella?
Great.
I got an idea for you. It's Gordon Bombay. You should make a die with your different dice. Like dies, one dice.
Yep. Thank you
and
for that.
All your names on there. Then you can remember what name you are.
Oh, yeah. That's a great
You're
idea.
You're fucking that up, Brad. Fucko.
Yep. I know.
Bob Dobelin on one side, Roy Gerbel on another, and you just flip it, and then you'll know who you are, dum-dum.
You're a genius.
That's my idea.
Thank you.
Do it.
I will. That's actually not that bad of an idea. Maybe I'll actually start doing that.
Hey, Brad. It is not Crad Barter.
Hey.
I just want to say thank you for putting up those Cactus Shack episodes. I love your old vintage stuff. I just love the sound of your young, supple. But
nice.
No, seriously, like, I always just, like, listen to your stuff on, like, YouTube, like, back when I was in, like, middle school, or maybe early high school, I don't know, it's been such a long time.
Yep.
But I just want to say thank you, that
well,
stuff
like
is awesome.
3 years?
Great job.
Long time.
Stuff back, because I miss listening to the old Phone Losers on the 24/7 podcast. I used to do that all the time before I would go to, like, college and stuff. It would just be a way to kill time between classes because I was a lonely bitch.
Okay.
Bye. Love you, Brad.
All right, there's a positive review of Brad's Cactus Shack. Everyone should listen.
Hey, Brad, it's Crazy Calvin.
Hey.
So this here is an idea for the other listeners who make the songs and stuff for the PLA. Someone needs to make an edit of Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA and turn it into God Bless the PLA.
Yeah.
And also change it to, like, I'm proud to be a phone loser.
Why don't you do it?
I think it would turn out pretty good.
Why don't you do
but
it?
But I'm not musically talented enough to do
oh,
it.
Oh, sure you are.
So,
just download a karaoke track and go crazy with it.
Yeah, someone go and do that. Cactus, cactus.
Yeah, someone like you. That was the last voicemail, but you know what we haven't done in a while? We haven't listened to other people's prank calls. And I feel like this might be a shorter show than usual, so what better place to listen to other people's prank calls. And here's one that has a really long email attached to it. It was sent back in March. See, other person, I'm behind on emails. This one's from March. It says, "Hey Brad, what's up dude? My brother has been a long time listener, turned me on to you full time around a year ago, showed me a few videos of you calling up yard sales and having video of the call from the other end. Yep, calls of mass confusion. That's fun stuff. I grew up in my teen years making prank calls. Oh my god, I don't need your life story." I'm just going to play whatever call he's got in here. It says something about bail bonds. Oh, maybe I can just read this last paragraph. He says, "This call is called Bail Bond Bitch and was done when I was around 16 in the mid-90s. Funny stuff." Yeah, we'll see. "My brother would recognize it and it would blow him away to hear it on your show." Oh, I just gave it away, so it's not going to be a surprise now.
Hey, bail bonds?
Yeah, I need to get a bail bond.
Yeah, this definitely sounds what? 90s.
I need to get a bail bond.
How much is the bail?
$50,000. Got the wife up in jail. Crank charge. $50,000. Who's going to pay it? Me. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, hold on just a sec.
Yeah.
6 minutes of this, you guys. This is going to be great. Aren't you glad I'm doing
hello,
this?
Can I help you?
Yeah, I need to get a bail bond for my damn wife.
Well, who's your damn wife?
Stupid bitch gets caught for some crank the other night over there, and she's a convicted felon from, like, years back. $50,000 bail. I can't raise four damn kids without her. I gotta get her out of there.
Okay, and is she on probation now?
She's up there in some jail somewhere. I don't know. She just called me. She's all, get a bail bond, do this, do that. Gotta call you guys and get some money.
Okay, where do you live?
I live in Reno, Dickerson Road up there in those damn apartments. I got four screaming kids running around, where's mommy? Where's mommy?
We cannot talk about bullying somebody if I keep hearing about these damn kids, okay?
Sorry.
Are you serious or not?
Yeah, that's why I'm calling you.
Okay, now who's in jail?
My wife, Janine.
What is her full name?
Janine Lambert, Lamberte.
You know what I learned last week?
Janine, okay.
I learned that Oregon does not have bail bonds. Like, they're not legal or something. If you get arrested in Oregon, you're just fucked.
Yeah, because they're saying that I'm coming yelling at them and all
that. That's your trivia for today.
And I want someone that's serious about it because I'm just pissed. I'm not trying to take it out on anyone else. You understand?
What do we have for collateral to cover $50,000?
I got some shoes.
Shoes.
I got a couch.
Now I think you're being corny. If your shoes are worth $50,000...
Oh, it's got to match up to what I'm taking out, correct?
I think I put them in a showcase, okay?
Yeah.
How are we going to collateralize $50,000?
I could give you a couple of my kids.
Ba-dum-tsh.
That'll work. You know? Or I could give you my car titles or the title of my house or whatever.
Just hang up, lady.
Will that work?
Where's your house?
This is where you hang up.
Where is your house?
It's an apartment.
You just got your saying a title to a house.
Title, house, apartment, it's all the same.
Okay, but you're buying it?
We're renting it.
So how can you give a title up on something you don't own?
I could pull something off. We own two brand new Suburbans that cost $25,000 a piece. That might work.
Are they paid for?
Yeah, they're paid for. I got the title. I paid them in cash.
Mm-hmm.
So that might work. I just need to get the damn bitch out of jail. You know?
Well, let me tell you what. I understand your situation, Mr. Lambert. But once you settle down and you don't have to call her a bitch anymore and trade your kids off for collateral, maybe you can call back and we'll talk to you, okay?
No, I need to get this taken care of as soon as possible.
I'm very serious.
Look here! I got a bomb! I need to get the damn wife out of jail!
I understand that.
And I'm trying to look for some business, and everyone's got to give me the shits!
Would you put $50,000 on somebody that doesn't sound like they're thinking very straight?
I don't want to watch the damn kids for three
fucking
Isn't
that her
nights.
Business?
There you go again.
She deals with lowlives.
I got shit I gotta take care of.
They have to get their family out of jail.
Well, like I said, I cannot put
You're not thinking straight when your wife's in jail.
I can't ask good questions, too, and get good answers.
Ask me a question. You'll get a decent answer. It's just I get pissed when people keep cutting me off, telling me, I don't want to do business with you.
That isn't what I said. I cannot do business unless I have collateral. And I'm not.
I got collateral. I got two brand new Suburbans.
It would have to hold the Suburbans, both of them.
Take them. It's worth it.
Your wheels would have to be worth quick sell at an auction, $50,000.
Yeah, I can do that. They're brand new Suburbans.
What year are they?
Huh?
What year are they?
They're 98s.
Okay. And you have title to both.
Yeah, they got them from the guy.
I thought you said in the mid 90s. Why are they 98s then?
Up there in Reno.
The only thing I can tell you is you'd have to bring the Suburbans and the titles up here, and we'd have to take a look at them and see what if they booked out.
Say you're going
to
drive them both. We're up there right now.
Because I paid $30,000 for the damn cars. I got the inheritance when my damn dad died. So that's where I'm going from there. I'm thinking I shouldn't have bought the damn cars and got what's-her-face out of jail. Okay? I don't even love the broad. I just want her to watch the dang kids. Okay, so what are we going to do now?
I'm not saying we're going to do anything. I'm saying we can look at those two vehicles.
Yeah, I'll have one of my kids. He's only 11, but I'm sure he can drive one of them down, and I'll bring the other one down.
Okay, I need all the paperwork.
What kind of paperwork?
She's okay with that.
All right, you need a driver's license, social security card, birth certificate. What else you need?
I just told you what I needed.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I need the vehicles and the titles, and there's not going to be any arguments. They're either worth it or they're not, okay?
Yeah, I'll come down, and if you guys don't like what you see, I'll start some shit.
Well, you know what? You start shit here, and you'll be joining your wife. Don't threaten
me. Bullshit.
Why don't you call somewhere else, okay?
Bye, bitch.
How would she stay on the phone that long? That was so obvious that you were just fucking with her. Anyway, thank you, Derek, for sending that in. I hope your brother is very impressed with you being on this show, since you apparently have something to prove to your brother. That's going to do it for today's show, and hopefully there will be another show before the weekend's over. Maybe tomorrow, maybe I'll do a pre-show before XYZ or something. Thanks again to Michael D. for sponsoring this episode of the Snowplow Show. Just like Greg T. and Tobiah I., Trevor M., El Diablo, Lion 9, Neekish, and Lisa Marie did back in June of 2017. And I never got to thank them back then. So thank you, everyone, for supporting the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. If you're a supporter of the show, you heard an extra long hobo-sode this week, because it was going to be a regular show, and then I decided to make it a hobo-sode for reasons. I think it was about 30 minutes long, so be sure to go listen to that, as long as it's not on player.fm, because that doesn't work anymore, haha. There's also a new Mr. Dabalina show out. I put that up on worldofprankcalls.com, but it's basically just a repeat of some show I did last week. I forget what's even on it. It's a condensed version of it. Oh yeah, it's the snow riding episode. I put a bunch of those into a 30-minute Mr. Dabalina episode. Let's end today's show with my favorite song by Ruprecht the Monkey Boy. Here's his song called Come Monday.
Headed up to Roy, New Mexico for some October snowplow shows. I got my cactus on, I guess I'm gonna become a damn Patreon. Because sweet tits, I love you so. True Green, Skippy, and all of Royco. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 whole days putting notes all over the place. And I wanna watch Pikachu start a gang fight. Yeah, it's been quite a summer. Flaming darts and 7-Eleven's name. And when I was out on vacation, you fuck with a dog with war crime fame. And Ding Timber, I love you so. But goddamn, motherfuckers, time to go. Come on, Brad, it'll be alright. I wanna come on, Brad. I'm gonna snowplow tonight. I spent 30 old days putting notes all over the place. And watch Pikachu start a gang fight. I can't help it, honey, baby, sweet tits. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night Reba McEntire got caught and she laughed out loud.
PLA.
La 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 la. I hope you're enjoying the weather. I know that it's rainy up there. I left you a message on Tuesday, but it didn't get played on the air. Dean Timber has warned me quite thin. Can't wait to hear from corporate again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I spent four lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.